piece of paper, or you'd have something that you would use, and it would get real small at the end, you know?
Yeah.
And that would be called a...
Funnel?
Funnel, right.
Yeah.
Now, when you drove your horses, what did you have to make them go faster?
Oh, a little whip. I wouldn't use that much. I had good horses.
Yeah.
Just kind of whip them with
the
rein.
The rein.
And make them go.
On a wagon? Whip them with a...
Yeah.
Hit that in.
Or on, in the field. Anyway.
When you were in the field, what'd you use to break the ground with in the spring?
Well, we used plow, gang plows, we call them. Put four horses on that. Two blades, you know.
A gang plow.
Yeah, gang plow. Two blades, 10 inches.
You use a plow that had only one blade, too.
Oh yeah, a little plow, like to plow a truck patch or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, with one or two horses, one blade.
One horse.
And two handles for you to guide your plow. To make rows with.
Yeah.
To work in one row, anything.
Okay, one horse walked in the... Did you have a name for the horses? Like one horse, when you were plowing with that one plow, say you had two horses to it.
Mm-hmm.
One horse walked in the row, right?
Yeah.
And the other horse walked.
Just off of him.
They had the row in between the two horses.
Yeah.
So the one that was walking the row was called the...
I don't know if we had any particular name for that.
But the other one was called the off horse?
No, I don't know. We didn't have that here. I don't know. I never heard of something like that, I don't believe.
But Daddy, didn't you have... Most of the time you'd use only one horse when you have a plow. When you were making the roads to plant.
No, when you're making the roads, you know, you use two horses.
You used to?
Yes.
Well, one would walk on one side of the road that you were making.
Yeah.
And the other
one. In the furrow. And the other one walks on the side. Okay. You throw the dirt on.
And throw the dirt.
Yeah.
Like that. Because a plow has a blade that throws the dirt on one side.
Well, I was going to get around to that. That was the what?
The collar. We call that collar.
He still has one hanging in the garage.
Yes. Yeah. I want to keep it for a souvenir, doesn't it?
Now, on a buggy, what did you think called the things that came back that the traces were hitched to?
Yeah. The palonnier.
In French, yeah?
Yeah, in French.
I don't know what it's called.
I know, but I forgot right now.
You back the horse in between the what?
A brancard. That's what we call a brancard. How you call that in English? I don't know.
The shafts?
Huh?
On a buggy, the shafts?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah,
but there was two, you know,
yeah.
To the horse.
One on each side of the horse. That.
And what went up on a wagon, what went up through the middle of the...
That's a tongue, we call it. La flèche, in French, the tongue of the wagon. That'll go between the two horses. And they had a neck yoke in front to hold the tongue up, you see. The horses had it.
Now, the inside part of the wheel was the hub. And it,
yeah, the
and
back,
it,
yeah.
And it fit on the...